Message number 777. My words to you will be heard once again on the last day. Remember them. Sunday, April 28, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, I come at this time to warn you of the betrayal of those who surround you in this mission. Many will be forced to turn their backs on this work, and you must never run after them. I never ran after those who persecuted me. Instead, I offered myself as a lamb to the slaughter in order to save souls. Watch now as those appointed false prophets prepared by Satan will soon be taken into the bosom of those who say that they are servants of God. Their prophecies, all of which deny the truth, will be used to disgrace you. Let no man think for one second that my message is given to the world to prepare mankind for my second coming will not be pulled asunder. My daughter, these obstacles must be ignored by you. By your obedience, I will make you stronger, for time is not on your side to ensure that the graces I pour over humanity are obtained by all. My true prophets, for the most part, are ignorant of Holy Scripture or prophecies given to the world out of my mercy. They do not need to quote extracts from the Holy Bible, because I do not ask them to do this. My word is given as it is. My Holy Bible is sacred. To extract sections out of it in order to endorse any divine revelation is not authorized. When a message is given by me, the prophet writes what I dictate and is never asked to replicate extracts given to the world by my apostles. I am greater than all who serve me. My word is sacred. My gifts to you are given to prepare your souls, and this is why all genuine prophets are given prayers which ignite the urge to unite to my heart. The persecution which you will endure will continue and get worse. And just as you think you cannot take any more, I will prove to the world my divine presence. Suffer my little one with dignity. Do not defend my word, no matter how tempting this is, even when you are presented with evil lies. Those who know me will also know when words do not come from me, for I reside in their hearts. Yet Satan is so cunning that he can imitate me with one exception. He can never acknowledge that I came in the flesh or that my body is present in the Holy Eucharist. My spirit increases now and will continue to rise against the forces of evil. Every demon will be slayed by my angels until not one is left on the final day. My words to you now will be heard once again on the last day. Remember them. I am the beginning and the end. I come as promised to bring you eternal life. Rise, all of you who believe in me and accept the truth. Come to me. Let the will of my Father reign upon the new heaven and the new earth. Rejoice, for I bring peace and unity to all those whose names are in the book of the living. My final covenant has been fulfilled. My reign has come. Rise and accept the hand of God. The day when you hear these words will be the day you will know the truth. Do not be fooled, for only God and the gifts of divine revelation can bring to you the love, the peace, the joy, and the conversion which sweeps the world through these messages. They are a gift. They are meant to show you the true path to your rightful inheritance. Accept them with graciousness and thanksgiving in your soul. Your beloved Jesus.